Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. The early weeks of the church must have been amazing. The pouring out of the Holy Spirit had totally transformed everything. From a small group of disappointed and frightened believers, there was now a large number of believers fired up with a determination to change the world. These verses in Acts give us the first clues of what the church looked like, and this verse spells out three key aspects. Firstly, the believers needed teaching. The Christians in Jerusalem were probably all from a Jewish background, so they needed to be shown how Jesus was the fulfillment of their scriptures. They also needed to be reminded of Jesus' teaching, because they had all heard different parts of it. It was decades later that the Gospels were written, although people had almost certainly started to write down some of Jesus' sayings. Secondly, the Christians got together to eat. Sharing meals is a wonderful way of deepening relationships. This was a key feature of church life from day one. And some of these meals they specifically met to remember the death of Jesus in the way that he had commanded at the Last Supper. Christianity is never just a set of doctrines and beliefs. It's a way of life, lived in community. And these first Christians were quite clear about that. And then thirdly, the believers met together to pray. They knew that they had an enormous challenge in front of them, and although their numbers were growing, they lived in a society which was fundamentally opposed to their beliefs. They needed God's continual strength and inspiration for the road ahead. Times have changed, of course, and Christianity is no longer brand new, but our needs are just the same as those first believers. Living in a sea of cynicism and materialism, we still desperately need good teaching, deep fellowship, and an ever-growing commitment to prayer. So let me ask you a question. What should be the priorities for the church today? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for the privilege of being a part of your church. Help us to learn from the faith and commitment of those first Christians. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.